Hi. It's been a minute. We're back.
They don't know that.
But we're back.
We took 2 weeks off because of demons.
Well, you were in LA, which is the same thing, but...
we had work demons and LA demons.
I forgot about the first one, though. You were in LA for that one. What was the first one?
You had work. Because you had to go to SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. We should start off with that. Okay, wait. So, before we get into that, we're drinking OPP, Other People's Pinot, right?
We've had an OPP before.
But the red.
Yeah.
The Pinot Noir.
Yes.
This is the Pinot Gris from the same producer out in Willamette Valley, Oregon?
Yes, my place of origin.
Yes. Oregon and Washington are very well known for, in the United States at least, for being the old world and the new world, which just means that, you know, they make really, really good wines that are, like, very...
Similar
French,
to
French
yeah.
in style, but they're in the new world or in the USA and... Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, pro tip, if you ever want good wine, honestly, Oregon and Washington kind of slay, no matter what you buy.
Yeah. Also, OPP is considered garage wine. And I don't really know why. Because I don't think he makes it in his garage anymore.
No. But, like, garage wine, I think, is a term used in Europe for wine that's made in, like, an unconventional
Yeah, like,
method.
It's not produced by the person that grows the grapes. Like, he probably just buys the grapes from somebody else in the Willamette Valley. And then
yeah,
them.
And he doesn't have, like, a whole operation, probably.
Yeah.
Or they don't have a whole, depending on who's making the
It is a he, Mason Noir.
Well, I know, but, like, garage wine can apply to
anyone.
It's not just
For sure.
Mason Noir.
And also, the reason that I decided to go with the Pinot Gris today is because I wanted to educate the people.
Pinot Gris versus
Pinot
Grigio.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about it.
So, Pinot Gris versus Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio is, it should always be from Italy when it has the EO on the end of it. But America pretty much does whatever they want in regards to wine and pretty much everything, as we know. So, you will see wines labeled Pinot Grigio from America sometimes just because... America doesn't really care about the rules, but...
And plus, people know Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. So I understand why they do that. But if you're getting, like, wine from France that's labeled as Pinot Gris, it's the same grape as a Pinot Grigio. It's just grown in France or Germany or what... I don't think it could grow in Germany. But what I'm saying is that's technically the rule. America breaks it all the time. But if you want to, like... order a Pinot Grigio at a restaurant, technically you're ordering, like, an Italian wine.
Yeah. And then Pinot Gris, I believe, too, if I remember correctly from WSET, Pinot Gris, stylistically, they tend to be a little bit more fully bodied, less light and watery. And because this isn't as acidic as most, like, Pinot Grigios tend to be.
Yeah.
It's a little bit fuller.
It's good, though. I'm a fan of Mason Noir.
Yeah. If you want an upgrade from Pinot Grigio, try Pinot Gris. It's the same wine, but it's just made differently, usually.
It's the same grape, I feel like we should clarify, because I did have, like, a customer come in yesterday, and he was just like, so when you say Cabernet, like, what does that mean? And I was just like, you know what, that's a super valid question, because, like, how would you know unless you would, like, research wine? And I was like, oh, like, it just means a grape. It's like a dog breed. Like, a golden retriever or a dachshund, like, they're all dogs, but, like, a Cabernet or a Pinot Noir, like, they're all grapes, but they're just
wildly
different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was how I explained it. And then he, like, turned it back on me and tried to be all clever, and I was just like, I'm done.
How did he do it?
Well, you listed golden retrievers first, so does that mean you think they're the best dog? And I was like, I think they're great, but not the best.
What's the best dog?
A doodle. Or a poodle.
Okay.
Behavioral wise, not looks. It's like, I have a doodle, I think that they're awesome, but I think that the things that everybody loves about doodles come from the poodle.
Yeah.
But no one likes a poodle haircut.
I don't like the poodle haircut.
But you can cut your poodle's hair however you want.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no rule.
If you're coming back as a dog, what's your doppelganger dog? Like, because you know how most dogs look like their owners?
Yeah.
Like, what dog are you adopting or coming back as that looks just like you?
I don't know.
Really?
I want to say Iggy, because they're, like, really skinny.
Iggy?
Yeah, Italian Greyhound.
Oh, okay. I would say,
they're, like,
for
really
me,
pointy.
I would say for me. Pointy, tight geometrical shapes.
Exactly.
I would say I'm coming back as a Whippet.
They're really similar.
Whippets, oh, okay.
And Greyhound.
Okay.
Actually, wait, no, a Whippet why is just like...
Is it a smaller version?
Yeah, so it's a Greyhound, which is like, everyone knows... I'll insert photos if you're watching, but Greyhounds are like the big ones that they unethically use for racing. And also, I have another tangent that I'll circle back to, but... Greyhounds are the bigger ones. Whippets are the medium size, and Italian Greyhounds are the little ones.
Oh, okay. So wait, should I be a Greyhound since I'm like kind of tall and skinny?
Yeah.
Or can I stay a Whippet? I really
you
like
could,
Whippets.
You
Whippets
could be a Whippet.
I really like Whippets. They're known as like couch potato dogs.
They all the sighthounds.
All those,
are.
Right? Because like they have so much energy, or like they expel so much
so
when
fast.
They're just running.
Yeah.
And, like, you can literally take it to the park for, like, 10 minutes, and then it'll... That's enough. Like, it's
and they
tired
always
for the
cuddle.
Rest of the day.
Yeah. I really want to get a sighthound of some kind at some point. It's a dream of mine.
I want to whip it. But I want to whip it. Because I feel like they're the perfect size.
They are. They're really cute.
Like, I've house sat for a whippet before. Their name was Winnie. Winnie the Whippet. Oh. They were... I don't remember if it was he or she, but they were really cute.
Okay, just off of this, I have two things I need to talk about.
Okay, wait, but I was thinking about racing. You were talking about greyhounds being unethically used for racing.
Yeah.
Would you argue that, like, horse racing is unethical?
It is, yeah.
Yeah?
It definitely is.
It seems kind of crazy to me.
I don't know how we're... It's just because rich people are so, like, all up in that.
Also, rich people love weird food.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Remember, like, the weird, like, songbirds and, like...
That's not a rich people thing, though.
That
right?
is.
The live bird embryos that people swallow?
Oh, wait, no, that's not the rich people. The rich people was... Remember we talked about, I think two podcasts ago, about the... it's like a French thing that people drown the songbirds in brandy.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild. Wait, what were one of the things that you wanted to...
Well, so greyhound racing is illegal everywhere in the United States now, which great.
Like cockfighting?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, great for animal rights. But another thing that greyhounds are used for that a lot of people don't know about is they're universal donors for blood for other dogs.
Oh.
They're also, like, farmed for blood transfusion. So, that's also sad. But anyway, yeah,
wait,
rescue
really
a greyhound. Well, yeah, because people, like, it's not like you're going to take your dog to donate blood, right?
Yeah.
But dogs need blood transfusions.
Like, there's a Pepperidge Farm that...
I haven't researched this extensively enough to really speak on it, and honestly, you know what I'm citing from is Jenna Marbles. Because they adopted greyhound that came from a blood donation procurement facility.
Oh my god. No shade to Pepperidge Farm. It's just, like, the only farm that I could, like, think of. but, like, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Crazy.
So even though there's no more racing, there's still many greyhounds that need to be rescued.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know how to solve that. Because, like, obviously if my dog is hit by a car and, like, needs a blood transfusion, I want him to have that. But also, like, how do we get that ethically? I don't really know.
I guess I would just, like, hope and pray that there's a dog in the vet that day that, like...
was a match. Or maybe we should bring our dogs to, like, blood donation drives. I don't know.
I don't know if that's a thing, though.
It's not, but maybe it should be.
Okay. I'm not going to organize it. That definitely seems like something that you would do, though.
I feel like someone that works at a vet should do that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my god, wait, can I go back to the SpongeBob thing?
Yes.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago to the day, I was working, but I switched my shift to have a Friday night off so I could go see a live action showing of SpongeBob, the musical. And, you know, I love SpongeBob growing up. It was my favorite show. I still quote it to this day. And, you know, there was a Broadway showing of it. So when my uncle bought us tickets for Christmas to see SpongeBob the Musical, I was like, oh, okay, we're going to see, like, a gamut showing, like a traveling Broadway group, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's what he thought, too. But lo and behold, we show up to the Queen Creek Center of the Performing Arts, which is at Queen Creek High School. I mean, like, no shade to the actors or performers, because
so you
like
went to a
it
high
takes
school.
Yeah, it was a high school
play.
It was a high school play, yes. And no shade to, like I said, the actors and performers, because it takes balls, guts, nerve, talent, all the above, to be able to like sing, act, dance, do it all at the same time in front of people, a live audience.
Yeah.
Right? And like props, bravo. Squidward, whoever played Squidward in that play, was
cooked, served, and ate.
Yeah. Cooked, served, and ate. Yes. It was so good. But no, it was just like so wild, and I was really, really glad that I took an edible before I went, because I really needed it to get through that. Like, it was the only way that I could like laugh genuinely, you know, and just be like, wow, this is
fucking awesome.
I took a Friday night off work
to come to this high school play.
And you know what? Like, slay.
You know what? Hell yeah.
I can't say that I wouldn't change it for the world, you know, but it was still fun. And I was there with my cousins and my dad and my uncle. And,
were they taking edibles too?
I gave one to my cousin, one of my cousins, but they were not, no. Certainly not my dad and uncle.
That sucks for them.
My other cousin, though, he's a big-time stoner, so I think he was probably already under the influence of something. I don't know. But,
that's how you gotta do it.
Regardless, though, it was wild, crazy town.
Can I circle back to Whippets for a second?
Like the dog or the canisters?
Oh, the dog.
Wait, we need to talk about Whippets, too. Like,
Whippets. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but no, like, go back to your thing.
All I was going to say is that it reminded me of the only time... I have dog sat my entire life, but I've only had one Whippet client. And her name was Luna. She was a diva. I loved her so much. But her parents had just gotten back from living abroad in Turkmenistan.
Turkmenistan.
Have you ever heard of that country?
Yes, I have. It's part of the many stands that came about.
All the stands are bad. They're bad. Don't go there.
Oh. Well, it's probably because of, you know, outside influence. And
I don't
know. Like, well, no, because, like, you know...
I don't know why they're bad. They
not,
just are.
Well, no, but, like, not to get political, we'll go back to this immediately, but, like, every country that, like, the more powerful countries have, like, not infiltrated, but, like, had influence over and then left, all of a sudden, there's, like, a power vacuum.
Yeah.
That, like, leads to these places becoming third world countries and not being able to, like, develop further.
I wouldn't even say Turkmenistan is a third world country. It's like North Korea. It's like it's a dictatorship, but, like, no one ever talks about it.
You wouldn't say North Korea is a third world country?
I think North Korea probably is, but I don't think Turkmenistan is.
They're more developed?
They're more developed, but...
Is it, like, as bad, though? Like, people starving and shit and, like, government doing...
I don't think it's, like, the issue isn't, like, that people are starving. It's, like... They're under a complete, like, 100% surveillance state all the time, and everything is hyper... Like, you aren't allowed to have a car that isn't white there.
No.
There's all these unnecessary rules, and just, like, you can't, like... I'm pretty sure drinking isn't allowed.
That's lame.
Which is lame. But, like, that's just, like, to say, like, nothing is allowed. Like, it's like, a heavily surveilled state, and it's even harder to get into than North Korea.
Oh.
So I don't know how these people were living abroad there, but, like, props to them. And they said they enjoyed it, so whatever. But then they were trying to get their dog Luna back, the Whippet, and she got stuck in, I can't remember what airport. It was, like, somewhere random.
The owners got stuck.
No, the dog got stuck. Because, you know, when you're, like, flying with your dog, they have, like, it's like a 20-hour flight, right? And they had layovers, so she got stuck in one of these layovers. Let's just say, like, the Turkey airport. I don't know if it actually was, but let's just say the airport in Turkey. And she was, like, trapped in her crate for, like, 24 hours straight before they could, like, locate her and get her back, so...
That's so scary.
It's really scary.
If I ever had to travel with a pet, I would have to fly private. Like, there's no way that I can't not, like, have my pet next to me.
Or, like, you have to... They've actually, like, invented solutions to this now, and I don't think it would work internationally, but within America, there's, like, dog airlines. And yes, they're very expensive, but if you're just, like, moving, so it's, like, a one-time cost, like, I would pay it. Yeah.
Sure.
It's like they're like the semi-private ones, but like you can bring your dog.
So it's like a business class seat, but like your dog can.
No, it's like the entire airline is like dedicated to like you can bring your dog.
No, I know, but like I'm talking about like the seating situation. Is it like business class? It's not like economy, right?
It's like a private jet. But it's like with like let's say 20 other people and their dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've gotten targeted ads for it.
Great. What were we just talking about? Whippets. Ooh.
Oh, like, now we need, like, to talk about actual Whippets.
Talk about the actual Whippets. So, I was at a going-away party probably a week ago, a week and a half ago now. This was after the SpongeBob incident. I think it was that weekend, actually. Friday was the play, and then I think Sunday was the party. Anyways, so I was at this going-away party, and I was just, you know, like, mingling with all the girlies that were there. The girlies, the gays, the theys, everyone else in between. And they all worked at the restaurant that the going away party, or the going away individual who's throwing the party, right? And they were really cool. Like, it was so nice meeting all of you. I don't know if you're watching this, but...
they're watching.
I just need to say that y'all are crazy as fuck for doing Whippets.
Well, wasn't someone like... gonna throw one in a fire or something?
They, like, one of them, like, joked about it. They, like, they came... Okay, first of all, we were talking about it around the fire. Just Whippets in general. And galaxy gas, I think, is the term that, like, the kids nowadays are using. That's just, like, the term for, like... I shit you not, Sage. These Whippet cans are this fucking big. Just the can. And then, like, the little mouthpiece, like, comes off like this. They're huge. They're huge and they weigh like 15 pounds.
I have my limits in life. I'm not doing Whippets.
It's literally inhaling, like, with each inhale, you kill brain cells. And I mean, like, vaping, like, I'm sure people are going to be like, well, you know, well, I'll figure it out myself. You know,
I'm killing lung cells, which is different.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I say as I have, like, a raging cough and I'm still vaping.
Well, she's sick. You can hear the deep congestion.
I'm sick due to mold poisoning, okay?
We'll get back to that. But, no, so, anyways, we were talking about it around the fire, and then, you know, it only takes, push came to shove, and we just talked about it, and then two of the people that were there were like, you know what, we're going to go to the smoke shop. Get a can of Galaxy Gas.
Well, when they say smoke shop, you're thinking like, okay, like, get me a geek bar.
No, they said, we're going to the smoke shop to buy a can of Galaxy Gas. You can buy them at smoke shops.
I did know that.
I didn't. I had never seen them at the smoke shop that I go to.
Okay, well, finish your story, and then I'm going to tell you why I know that.
Okay. Well, anyways, they come back from the smoke shop, and it was the first time I'd seen this giant fucking Whippet can, and they come in different flavors too, right? It's to target to, you know, certain audiences, just like the vaping flavors do. And yeah, they just start hitting the shit. And one of the people that was there that had the can, well, no, first, before that, okay, oh my god, I'm all over the place, but they come back with the can. And one of the girls that went in the party, they were just like, oh, you know about fucking pressurized cans in your fire? And she was just, like, playing around, like, throwing around the bag and, like...
Great.
...being around the fire. And all of us were like, ha ha, so funny. And then she wasn't being for real. But anyways, so one of the guys in the rotation, the dream Whippet rotation, fucking was holding the can... And I don't know what the fuck was going through his mind. All of us that were just around the fire were just, like, having a nice time, sharing cocktails, cheersing, salud, santé. And, you know, we were just having a good time. And then all of a sudden, it was like a fire extinguisher went off, but also, like, pressurized air. Like, it's flammable. So, like... Suddenly, like, I just see the can pointing down, and then you just hear this loud, like, and he blows the fucking Whippet into the fire pit, and, like, it looks like it extinguishes, but, like, also, it pushed flames out and up. near where a couple of us were sitting.
I don't like that.
It was crazy. He didn't think that was going to happen, but, like, I thought worse would have happened. Like, I thought it literally would have turned into a flamethrower, or, like, the flames would have, like, went into the can and exploded in front of him, right? Yeah, it was crazy. Everybody freaked out. Everybody was like, what are you doing? and then I stood up and I was like, I'm so sorry, but, like, one of you already joked about pressurized cans being around fire, and this just happened. If you're going to hit that shit, go and literally go sit in the corner of the backyard and yeah. Like, I don't want it anywhere near
here. Whip it jail.
Yeah, literally. And
whip jail morphed into whip it jail.
I mean, and you know, I love your hair. Hope you win. You know, I'm really glad that you're finding a new outlet in this like journey of yours or whatever. I don't know, but like crazy.
Okay, so for starters, the reason that I'll never do inhalants, health class. There is not much that worked on me. In health class, they were like, don't smoke cigarettes. I was like, cool, got it. 5 years later, smoking cigarettes. They were like, don't drink alcohol. 5 years later,
drinking alcohol.
Yeah. Or sex before marriage, whatever. All that. Whippets dialed into my brain because there is like, it's a low chance, but it's like shockingly high. I feel like it's like a 1% chance that you can just die on your first time using it. Like spontaneous death.
No, one of the people that was there was telling me about the last time they had used it at that location.
Yeah.
This wasn't the first time Galaxy Cast was present at this household. And,
sorry.
Like.
I don't remember what name we gave her. Sorry, girly.
Oh, no, it's not her. She's not a Whippet girl.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the people.
Those that, are her friends.
Yes. Whippets. Yes. So, and plus they're all like 21, 20.
Weirdos.
Like, one of them was 26, which I thought was, like, aging, but, anyways.
I don't think the age matters. Whippets are always just like, what are you doing?
They're always just so insane. Yeah, you're right. Never mind. I'm being facetious.
I don't know
I think that's the right
word.
It's like teasing, but, like, in a malicious
way. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. What was I just saying? Oh, so this person was saying, like, oh, yeah, the last time we had Whippets here, I, like, passed out and had to lay on the floor for, like, 5-10 minutes.
And they were doing Whippets again?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And, like you were saying, like, that one time, he probably could have done, like, a second longer of an inhale and literally have passed away on her floor.
Well, and also, health class was, like, kind of crazy because they also were, like, teaching us all the things that can be used as Whippets. Or can be used as an inhalant.
Like what?
In that same thing. Because, like, obviously we all know, like, a Whippet is, like, the whipped cream can.
Yeah.
You can use, like, those things that you use to clean keyboards that, like, spray.
Poppers? Poppers is, like, VCR cleaner, though.
Maybe it is. Maybe poppers are an inhalant.
They are.
Okay.
I've done them before.
Okay.
Not regularly, but, like, I was dancing in a gay club in New York. You know, one in Rome. But,
fair enough. Yeah, no, like, VCR clean.
Oh, like the thing you put, the, like, the little straw in and, like...
Yes, and, like, spray. Nail polish remover is an inhalant. Because if you just, like, sit in long enough, you'll get high. One time I accidentally... Sorry, sister, throwing you under the bus. We were in, like, middle school. And we had this, like, little thing that you... I don't know if they still make it, but, like, that you can... It's acetone-soaked, like, sponge thing that you can buy. That you just, like, put your finger in to, like, soak the... nail polish off.
Yeah.
But we were just like doing nails like girlies do. Like it used to be a hobby of ours in middle school. It was fun. But she discovered that if she huffed that like the acetone sponge device long enough, I watched her get so high.
Oh, God.
And I think it was only like a one-time incident, but I think I witnessed her like discover an altered state of mind for the first time and she was like, fuck yeah.
We need to ask them about Galaxy Gas and if they partake.
No, but they don't do Whippets, but they do poppers.
It's the same thing.
Okay, well.
So I've heard.
They're like, both inhalants.
Yeah, well, no, like, everybody that was doing Whippets was like, have you done a Whippet before? And I was like, no. And then they were like, have you done poppers? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, it's kind of the same thing. And I'm just like, I don't think so. Like, I'm not...
I don't think it is either.
Because, like, I don't know, poppers, like... It's like a mini bottle of liquid, and then you just, like, inhale, like, the fumes, essentially. But I feel like with, like, a Whippet can, like, you're literally, it's literally, like, it's, like, pumping. noxious fumes into your... I mean, none of it's great, but, like, I don't know, something about a whippet just seems so much more aggressive to me.
It just seems, like, more diabolical.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's insane.
Health class, with whatever my Mormon teacher's name was, like, you successfully deterred me from doing inhalants. Nothing else worked.
You don't remember their name.
No, and I TA'd for her, too. She was a great health teacher, despite being Mormon, I'm not gonna lie. Like, she was pretty real. Like, one time, she brought out a soda can.
But you didn't listen to anything she said except for, don't do whippets.
Well, or, and this, too. Or, no, it wasn't a soda can. She took out a condom, and she put it over her entire forearm. And she goes, this is a normal-sized condom, so don't ever let anyone tell you that they're too big to wear a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a diva for that.
No one's... Yeah. Sorry, it's impossible.
Anyway, should we move on to some other topics?
Yeah. Go for it.
Well, did you make your list of I'm so glad I'm not?
I'm so glad that I never have to be a veterinarian. That's my first one.
So real. I'm so glad I'm not climbing Mount Everest and that I never have to.
Yeah, and like dying and freezing to death in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, no.
There's so many reasons not to. Because also it's like, maybe I'm like not sober enough to articulate this, but you're like, I've seen videos of people being like, you're taking advantage of like the native population of Mount Everest by climbing. I don't really understand how it translates, but that doesn't matter. Like, why would you climb Mount Everest? Like, if you need to climb a mountain, like, there are so many other ones that you aren't risking your life. Go to Oregon. Go to Mount Hood.
Flatiron is a great hike, actually. I recommend it if you do want to feel something. Because you do feel like you're on top of the world, but, like, why do you have to go to Everest? Like, you can get that same kind of, like, euphoric feeling on any mountain.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's also, like, very, very expensive to climb Mount Everest because you have to hire... That's where this comes in. You have to hire a local guide, and they're also risking their life. That's how it connects.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, it's... a month-long journey?
It might be more.
Up and down?
Because you have to, like, go back and forth to, like, fucking acclimate.
It's in stages. Yeah. Isn't there, like, 5 camps or whatever that you have to get to?
It's a demon fest.
I could never. I would never.
And I'm not saying I wouldn't climb a mountain. Like, that would be fun. Like, if my friend wanted to. But, like, not Mount Everest. I'm out. Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
My next one, I'm really glad that I never have to experience the trials and tribulations of being a woman, specifically periods and childbirth.
Well, you don't ever have to experience childbirth.
Well, but I'm glad I don't have to.
Yeah.
It's never even...
I might have to.
It's never even been a thought that's ever crossed my mind.
But periods is so real because I'll be like, why am I like sobbing over nothing right now? And then I'm like, wait, oh. I'm on my period. And I hate it. I hate that. And I try and, like, push it down and deny it, but...
What usually can, like, anything stimulate it?
Like I... My crash out of the week when I would start crying from my boss, which we can get into later, I'm on my period. I was, like, literally unable to control.
Well, and also sick.
And also sick. So it was, like, two things. And I was just like, this is just... a lot right now. But yeah, I hate that you, like, as much as you try and, like, deny it or bypass it, like, it is kind of always up there.
What's your other one? Are you number two?
I have a lot.
Oh, you made... Oh.
I made a whole list. I'm really glad I'm...
I only have three.
Well, we can stop my list at three.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, or you can just keep talking about them, and then maybe I can relate to them, you know. So, anyways.
I'm really glad I'm not on a roller coaster.
Oh. We talked about this a little bit, but I love roller coasters. It's kind of the main reason why I chose to go into engineering in the first place.
You want to be a roller coaster engineer?
Yeah, I wanted to design roller coasters.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, my initial intent. And then COVID happened, and then I, like, lost sight of being an engineer. But I am going back to school.
Find him at ASU.
Ira Fulton School of Engineering. He'll be studying.
Is that not ASU?
It's within...
Okay.
Yes, it's within ASU, but it's the Ira Fulton School of Engineering. But no, I'm going to get my bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. I'm going to be a super senior, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I need to give my number three. I'm so glad that I'll never have to experience being straight. I love being a gay man. It's great.
I'm really happy for you.
Like, a gay twink, too. Who doesn't love a gay twink?
Not one person.
Right.
Except for, like, weird homophobic people.
I don't think Donald Trump likes twinks, but, you know, like...
He probably secretly does.
I mean, who doesn't secretly love twinks? Speaking of secretly loving twinks, guess who asked me to get beers with them on Friday?
Morgan?
Not...
Oh.
Not Morgan, but...
Oh, new character introduced. Carson.
Sure. Yeah. So, that was interesting. And they asked, which I thought was like,
We'll see where that one goes.
Yeah. I don't foresee anything much happening.
Hopefully
but
you guys
I will
update.
Be everything showering before said...
you know what? Hell
said,
yeah.
Said before said excursion. So...
Well, wishing the best for you.
If it's weird, I'll text you and be like, meet us out.
Well, okay, I'm starting my golf cart gig on Friday.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. If you guys are partying in Old Town Scottsdale, Sage might be your fucking golf cart driver. Such a slay. No, honestly, like, I love this for you. We're going to have so many stories to talk about.
Yes, and I'm going to make so much money, and it's going to solve all my problems.
Yeah. Don't hit on her, though. It'll be weird. You're just drunk.
Well, don't hit on me unless you want to be my wife. Then it's okay.
Unless... You're talking to
or
girls
wait,
now?
Wait, you want me to be... You want to be my husband.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was like...
Unless you want me to be your wife.
Yes. There you go.
There we go. Yeah. I'm only looking for husbands. Anyway. What else, my God, I'm not doing? Working retail.
Yes. What was your first retail job? Did you want to go?
I worked at a candy store. It lasted 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And I had to, like, it was in a mall, so I had to, like, stand out in the, like, mall hallway.
It was a kiosk job?
No, it wasn't a kiosk. It was, like, an inline store, but I had to...
Oh, you had to stand outside of the
outside
doors.
Outside with, like, a tray with samples and be like, would you like a sample? My soul left my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My first one was PacSun.
That's kind of fun.
I mean, yeah. I lasted, not even a month, 3.5 weeks maybe. Yeah, it was just like, I just couldn't do it.
I met this girl. I mean, it's not that I like, don't know her anymore. I just like haven't seen her in a while because she's like a friend of a friend. And she was like, I grew up in Las Vegas. And so I was like, oh my God, do you know Tana Mojo? And she goes, yeah, I used to work with her at PacSun. And she was dead ass too. They were coworkers at PacSun.
That... makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah.
Because when...
Mojo. Oh my God, we could write a dissertation on that bitch.
Please notice us.
Isn't she drinks wine?
Well, she's sober now, but she had her own wine brand.
She's sober now?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh
yeah.
My God, I haven't kept up with the Kardashians, so to speak, like, in a hot minute. Probably since, like, 8th or 9th grade.
No, she's in her, like, healed era. She's sober, she has, like, a very... good, serious, loving boyfriend, like, all is well.
Did she fix her makeup?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Everything is fixed.
Okay, great.
She's a diva.
Great. Even the paparazzi team Bryce on God. Remember that shit?
I went to TanaCon.
Yes.
Yeah. I think
you've briefly mentioned it. You haven't, like...
I don't need to deep dive. Story. It's not that interesting.
People know what the fuck happened at TanaCon.
People know what happened. And I was a part of it.
She was a part of it.
I was a part of it. Yeah. No, it was still fun, though. Like, I made friends.
You
like,
met Shane Dawson. You met James Charles.
I did. Who else?
Did he say hi, sister, when you met him?
I don't remember. But I do have a picture.
I would have blacked out, too.
I was very starstruck. This was before all the, like, bad stuff came out about him.
And you did it to me at my birthday dinner.
Yeah, this was pre-birthday dinner.
What was the name of that video? Wasn't it called, like, Bye Sister?
Yeah, I think it was called Bye Sister.
I once saw a meme about it, and then, like, the caption was, like, Gen Z and millennials, like, you know how, I'm not explaining the caption, and it's, like, full succinct, like, way.
Are you saying,
but,
like, clickbait?
No, like, I'm saying in the way that, like, you know, how, like, boomers and Gen Xers, they say, like, they remember the time and place that they were when 9/11 happened.
Oh, yeah.
Millennials and Gen Z people, individuals, know the time and place they were when Bi Sister came out.
I think that I also know where I was when 9/11 happened because my parents told me.
Well, but, like, you don't...
remember it.
Consciously, like,
I know I was watching Zaboomafoo, though.
Zaboomafoo. Great, but do you remember where you were when Bi Sister came out?
I don't.
I was in 8th grade.
I mean, I was too, yesterday. Because...
we're the same age.
We're the same age, but... no, I don't remember. Maybe, but I remember actually, being at the nail salon and being like, oh my god, the TanaCon tickets just dropped, I have to buy them. And then I bought them, and then I went, and then I got sunburned, and... mm. Basically, that's it.
That's tough. You don't believe in sunscreen either. Yeah, that's tough.
No, I don't believe in sunscreen.
Yeah. Not even on your face?
Well, my makeup has sunscreen in it.
Oh, okay.
But no, because sunscreen causes cancer.
You're usually wearing pants.
Also, yeah, this is how I dress when it's like 95 degrees in Arizona or 120. So, those who cannot see, I'm wearing jeans and a long sleeve.
The last 3 days, it's actually been really nice. Now it's been, it's what, 70s?
60s, yeah.
At the high. 70s. So, yeah, it's also cold as fuck in the studio, so I...
but this is how I'm always dressed.
That is very true. You occasionally have, like, a cute little blouse or something, like, frilly, but...
the last time I wore sunscreen, though, I got, like, this crazy rash. It was, like, that 2012, like, chevron. Like, that's what my skin looked like.
What about, okay, what kind of sunscreen was it, though?
I don't know.
Because I've had adverse reactions to sunscreens that are chemical-based.
I'm sure it was chemical. Well, they're all chemical-based.
Well, no, but, like, some of them, okay, there's chemical and physical sunscreens. Physical sunscreens, yes, have chemicals, so to speak, but I would say they're more molecular structures, organic compounds, zinc oxide.
It was probably, like, the cheapest spray sunscreen.
Spray sunscreens don't work.
I don't know. I was at a bachelorette party and my friend was like, I'm spraying you with this. And then I got sprayed with it. And then I was chevron. And I was like, I'm never wearing sunscreen ever again.
Yeah. I've had negative reactions to chemical sunscreens. Chemical sunscreens, what they do, when you rub them on, they absorb into the skin. And the chemicals that, like, lay on top, they absorb light and then reflect it as heat. Physical sunscreens, like, are usually, like, leave, like, a somewhat of a white cast, because those are, like, the actual, like, minerals and, like, metals, so to speak. They physically reflect light off your skin.
Okay.
Whereas chemical sunscreens absorb and then release it as heat, which is crazy. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you to, like, experiment with different sunscreens, but,
you,
like,
can't escape cancer. Sun causes cancer. Sunscreen causes cancer.
Yeah, I just don't want to have liver spots on my arms.
I embrace. But also, I don't, like, go, despite living in Arizona. And
I don't go out in the sun that often,
I don't go
actually.
Out in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like...
and plus, I work nights, so I'm sleeping during the day.
Yeah. And I can, like, this is maybe a hot take, but, like, I can feel myself burning. And then I just, like, grab a towel and, like, cover, like, it's...
I mean, the damage is already done, though.
But, like, if you're outside for, like, 15, 20 minutes, you're like, okay, like, it's time to, like, grab my towel and, like, put it on.
Past 2 p.m., the UV spectrum isn't cancer-causing or, like, damaging, so.
And I'm never awake before 2 p.m., so. Cancer can't hurt me because I have a pure heart.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna cut that.
Don't cut that. That's funny. Wait, what's another thing that you're glad that you don't have to do?
I'm really glad I'm not currently on an airplane or experiencing anything that has to do with an airport.
I love being in the airport. I love being on planes. I can fall asleep anywhere, and the airplane is one of my favorite places to fall asleep.
Anything to do with an airport or an airplane gives me such anxiety. And here's what I figured out. Mm-hmm. Because it's the same reason that, like, rides and roller coasters stress me out, is I feel like I don't have, like, agency to, like, exit the chat.
Well, but, like, if the plane's going down, what am I gonna do?
I can't exit the chat. Like, what am I, like...
Well, no, but you will exit the chat.
But even like, if I'm just, like... But even if, like, everything is going fine and I'm just, like... I feel trapped, like, I don't want to, like, you can't. Even if you're, like, at work, like, clocked in, like, technically you can't exit the chat, but, like, you can. Like, you could just walk out, like, you'll get fired, but, like...
You could just, yeah.
You can. Like, you physically can't if you're on an airplane, or, like, if you're in a ride, like, you can't, like, well, you some see. Rides you can. One of my friends on Pirates of the Caribbean...
Did she just step off the side?
She stepped off to the side and was just, like, walking around.
I don't think you're allowed to do that, but...
No, she got in trouble. She almost got sent to Disney jail.
Work.
But, like, if you're, like, in the ones that are, like, strapped in, like, you can't escape. Like, and that's, like, I think that's what, like, triggers my anxiety is when I, like, cannot escape.
I don't know, I'm just very... at peace with the fact that...
You're like, it's all good.
Yeah, like, if a plane's going down, I'm like, well, I had a good run. Someone's gonna absolve my debts for me.
Thank or you. If you survive, you're gonna get a fat check.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So, like, silver lining, either way, right?
Yeah, but I think that I unlocked the key to, like, when I get really anxious, just because, like, I don't feel like I have agency.
It's because you're not high enough.
Drunk enough.
Sage does weed now.
For like 3 days, because I've been really sick, so I've not been drinking, obviously. But still been having insomnia. So I've been taking my like edibles that they're 50 milligrams CBD, 1.5 milligrams THC, but I'm such a weed lightweight that like I get high.
1.5 is enough.
Yeah. But it's great though because it like... I like really lack an appetite on a daily basis, but that shit is just like makes me want to eat everything.
Yeah, it's good.
So it's a good thing, trust me.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I will be stopping these edibles.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm probably gonna get some more after you know this.
Well, and the fact that I bought these at like it wasn't even a dispensary; it was like a wellness store.
Oh yeah. Well, because weed's legal and you don't have to get it at a dispensary unless if it's, like, a certain, like, certain dosages. I think, like, 5 milligram edibles have to be sold in a dispensary. But anything lower than that or something that's more
THC-based.
Anything that's more CBD-based, you can buy pretty much anywhere.
But it's kind of silly if you think about it, though, because what if I just took, like, 4 of them? Like, it'd be the same thing as a...
Well, it's the same thing in dispensaries. I'm not allowed to buy, 30 milligram edibles, because that's reserved for medical purposes.
Okay.
But I could take 3 10 milligram edibles that I can buy a package of.
But also, like, what is a medical... Like, if you get, like, a green card for medical purposes, like, how hard is that really to get?
Oh, like, it's so easy.
Like, you could just be like...
You just go to a weed doctor. Anxiety. Yeah.
Everything is fake.
Yeah.
I also said I would rather... Or I'm so glad I'm not in line anywhere. Because that's also a place where I feel like I lose my agency. Like, technically I could leave the line, but there would be consequences.
Lose your spot.
Like, lose my spot, not get the thing that I'm in line for.
Well, but like, what are you waiting in line for, though?
Maybe this is back to the rides. I was just in a theme park a week ago when I was in LA.
Universal Studios, yeah.
Yeah, which... I love Universal Studios. It's my favorite amusement park. Universal Studios Hollywood for specifically one attraction, and that is Studio Tours.
It's because she can drink on it.
No, that's not why. But you can bring drinks. Because it's a chill enough ride that you're just, like, sitting there. Like, it's, like...
You don't have to be, like, strapped in or anything.
Yeah, you're not strapped in or anything. And it is... It's super cool. It's, like, literally a studio tour. Like, they bring you through all the actual studios that Universal uses. Like, and it's kind of, like, a weird, like, Uncanny Valley feeling because you're, like,
I've seen this in a movie before.
I've seen this before, but, like... And it's because you have. Like, it was in probably, like, 5 movies or shows that you watch. And it's like an hour long, and it's really cool. But then I went on one other ride, the Harry Potter ride, while I was there, which it is a cool ride. It kind of feels like you're flying in some points because it's like a VR situation. But I, like, the amount of anxiety that I had, just like, and I was with my dad too, and I was like, "Dad, I'm really stressed out." And he was like, "Why? It's going to be fun." And I was just like, "I don't know. I'm just like strapped in and I feel like I can, like, can't get out." And he was like, "Sage is going to be fine. It's not real."
So you don't fuck with rides, but I do. Love rides. Love them.
We were talking about being in line. That was when I got cut off.
Oh, losing agency.
So let's just take a moment. I just don't like being in line because I feel trapped.
Okay.
Okay.
I just don't like waiting.
Me neither.
I'm not waiting 3 hours to ride.
A ride.
One ride.
Like, do you remember when people would sit in line at the Apple store for, like, 17 million years or Black Friday?
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid. Never did it. Never once, not ever, my entire life.
I don't think I ever waited in line at Black Friday, but I was definitely, like, a participant. Like, my family would all do it together after Thanksgiving. It was actually pretty fun.
My family would no. They would never.
And then I just remember being, like, because we'd been up with, like, it would be, like, my family, so, like, my immediate family and my aunt's family, and then, like, my mom's best friend's family, and we'd all be, like, at the mall.
I'm supposed to be, like, a whole...
Yeah.
A whole brigade.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Yeah.
But then we'd always end up in the Macy's purse section. It's 3 a.m.
Did you actually, like, buy things?
Yeah.
Or were you there just to, like, people watch?
No, like, the adults bought stuff, for sure.
What were you buying? Purses?
They were buying, like, Christmas presents. But for some reason, we always ended up in the Macy's purse section. I don't know why. At, like, 3 a.m. And this is when I was, like, a kid, right? So I was tired. So me and my sister would, like, literally, like, go to the Macy's beds and, like, lay down and just, start, like, rot.
And, like, huffing nail polish remover.
No, we would just, like, rooms. We would just, like, rot and die. This was before our nail polish remover era.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I never did Black Friday. Never.
I'm really glad I'm not painting. Not, like, artistically, like, painting, like, a wall.
Murals and shit, like, just general.
No, I'm not talking about, like, artistically paint. Like, a mural could be fun. I'm just talking about painting a wall.
You would hate to paint this wall blue, is what you're telling me. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, fuck that.
Really? Even with, like, the rolly thing?
No, because there's always issues. 100% of the time. It's always, like, splashing somewhere, splashing on you, or you have to do, like, 50 more coats than you were intending.
Well, that's why you put a tarp down.
And my back hurts.
That's why I use good form. Good form, Nicki
Minaj? Maybe I just haven't learned how to paint.
I don't know. I've only done it once when I was a child, and I was just there for...
I've painted so many times.
Really?
So the TikTok rabbit hole I went down this week, since Lucrezio refuses to download TikTok.
I have it. I just haven't put the time to create my algorithm yet.
You have to. It's a requirement.
Like, I don't do anything.
Yes, you do.
Well, like, I don't do anything on TikTok. I don't know what world I want to be a part of. I don't know.
You don't have to decide. It decides for you.
I certainly don't want to be a part of gay TikTok. That's for damn sure.
Well, then you won't be. Like, it's... Okay, well, maybe I don't want to be a part of this part of TikTok that I landed on today, but it's just, like, whatever you interact with, like, it just sends you more.
Okay.
So, I saw this TikTok that was, like, POV, or, like, she was like, "I'm so sorry, you scrolled too far down the rabbit hole of, like, pagan TikTok. It's okay. Like,
pagan.
But, like, you can come back from it." And, like, I was like, actually, I haven't, but, like, I kind of yearn to now. So I start going to the comments. And, like, in the comments, if you don't watch TikTok, you won't know, but you can, like, click on the, like, blue ones and, like, search things from those comments.
Yeah.
So, from this one TikTok that told me I shouldn't fall down this rabbit hole, I fell down the rabbit hole. Also, I was sick, I was 2 edibles, and a dose of cough syrup deep. So I was just like...
Really easy. You were really, really easily convinced. Tempted. Yes.
Yeah. I was just like, pagan TikTok, hell yeah.
What'd you learn?
So, most of it was just like witchy shit, which is like, that's not that crazy to me. Because I'm...
Stevie Nicks.
Like Stevie Nicks and like, whatever. I've seen it all before. But this particular thing that I wrote down was fucking insane to me. So, for starters, I didn't know this, but there are people alive in this world that still worship the Greek gods, which that's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, like that's fine. That's not the crazy part.
Yeah.
So, but like with that, it's you like have altars and you like give them offerings and stuff and like, cool. Like, and it's basically about, like, developing a relationship with, like, let's say, like, Zeus or Aphrodite or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not dissing on that. That's fine. I was surprised to know that there were people in this world that were still worshipping those gods.
I mean, I would argue that, like, even just, like, listening to the stories of the gods is a form of worship, right?
Yeah.
And, like, learning, like, the moral of the story through, like, their actions and behaviors.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, like, a form of worship.
Yeah.
It's what people do with the fucking Bible. So...
Yeah. But I was surprised to know that there is, like, still a full religion with a name around this.
I would have never even guessed that. I thought people just, like, read the stories and that's it.
Yeah, like, it was, like, Percy Jackson, Bill, like, whatever.
Maybe not Percy Jackson, but, yeah.
Well, that is, like, the Greek
It's song. Based off of yeah. Perseus, who is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, whatever.
Who slayed Medusa, yes.
I don't know.
But
I,
yes.
But also, Medusa was a victim. We don't need to get into that.
Medusa was a victim.
Yeah.
But there are other stories that say she was born as a Gorgon.
We will never know. But the story that I know is that she was like...
She was the most beautiful woman ever.
And then she was like assaulted by Poseidon.
And then Poseidon's wife...
Didn't like that.
Was jealous. And...
And made her Medusa. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, there are people in this world that are alive today that fully still practice in the way that Greek people did.
How did you find this in pagan TikTok, though?
I scrolled too far. But this isn't even the crazy part, because I was like, you know what, slay. Like, when I saw that, I was just like, okay, cool. But the thing, crazy thing to me was this thing called god spousing. So...
I already don't like it.
Yeah. I didn't like it as soon as I heard the word. So, god spousing.
Is it, like, fantasizing about being impregnated by a god and, like,
giving birth
to it? Oh,
so,
my god.
So, like, okay, so god spousing as, like, that term as a whole isn't necessarily a bad thing. Because, like, nuns in, like, the Catholic Church are technically god spousing. Because they're dedicating their entire lives to, like, God, right? And it's not, like, a weird, like, sexual fetish, or even romantic. It's not even romantic, right? Like, they're just dedicating their life to God, which is great. There's not one thing wrong with that. A nun dedicating their life to God, God spousing, fine. But these, like, weird middle schoolers, or whoever they are, on Tumblr, have, like, co-opted that term.
Oh,
and
God.
Have been like, oh, so I'm God spoused to Zeus, or Poseidon, or whatever Greek god that they find hot. And, like, yeah, that's, like, they're weird, like,
the second
fantasy.
That you said Tumblr.
Yeah.
Like, it was all going downhill from there. Oh, my God. We could do a whole episode on Tumblr. You were never a Tumblr girl, though.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, my God.
But that made me scared of Tumblr.
I mean, Tumblr... Back when I was on Tumblr, Tumblr had, like, porn. Like, it was just, like, one of, like, the OG websites where you could find literally anything and everything on it.
Yeah.
And, like, Twitter, too, before it became what it is today. But, no, yeah, you would find, like, really interesting niche groups of people on Tumblr and all their fantasies and, like...
But that was just, like, so, I was just, like, okay, so if you want to become a nun, then, like, god spousing, sure. If you're, like, 12 years old in your room and you're like, I'm God's spouse to Poseidon, like, no.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I ever fantasized about being God's spouse, but I certainly, like, dreamt about, like, the fantasy world of, like, Percy Jackson, you know, like living,
yeah.
Living, like, a hero's journey sort of archetype or whatever.
Well, that's different than being, like telling people, like,
Yeah, that's like fun and wholesome.
Yeah.
It's not. Like,
everyone has like fantasies when they're younger. Like, yeah, that's fine. Oh, I've been saving this. We've been hanging out all day, but I've like been saying I need to save this for the podcast all day. The vape tariffs. So apparently they're putting 170% tariffs on vapes.
Wait, where do they come from? Are they coming from China?
China.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. And so basically the moral of the story is that we need to go to Rock Bar and buy all of those $13 vapes.
In the vending machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single one.
But they have all the shitty flavors.
It doesn't matter.
I literally only use one flavor. I think, like, if that flavor were to be double the price of what it is today, I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't pay $40 for a vape. I just wouldn't. I'd pay 40 for two, which is what I... Well, no, actually, I get two for 35 over at One Love Arcadia. One Love Arcadia. Fadi. Love you so much. I was one of his first customers over there when he opened. Love him. Love him. He's great.
Okay. Well, but MJ texted me with a business idea this morning. She was like, you need to buy all the $13 vapes from Rock Bar.
And then sell them for $14.
Well, she was like, and then sell them for like $40 on your golf cart. And I was like, really girl, weird, you cooked with that. Like,
or like, we could just become friends. I could talk to Fadi and like ask him about like...
his distributors?
Buying, or him buying cases of vapes for us at wholesale cost.
You're right.
Because... we have that with wine already.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that with, like, vapes, too?
Right.
Nobody would figure it out.
We just need wholesale vapes.
Yeah.
But do it now, before the tariffs.
Oh, so it'll get more expensive.
Because it'll get more expensive.
Well, but, like, later down the road when it is more expensive, we can probably figure it out that way.
But also, I want to buy, like, cases on cases now, so I can, like, sell them at, like, the market price later.
I'm not trying to divide.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry for being big and greedy.
No, no, don't apologize. I see your business gears rolling and tinkering away. But I'm going to be a poor college student. I already am one.
And then you can sell it to the 19-year-olds. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do it.
I'm sure they'll find their solace in Galaxy Gas or something. Mm. That's a great place to stop, I think.
All right, should we exit the chat?
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye.